Welcome to the Startup Addict Podcast. I'm Nick Swinburne. I've been starting companies for over 20 years now. I've had some big successes, like Zappos.com, and lots of failures. Regardless of the outcome, I'm still convinced there's nothing more addicting than trying to turn ideas into reality.
Welcome to Startup Addict 10.5 episode. I'm talking backwards.
All right. Well, that's a good start.
All right, let's start it.
No, that's fine.
No, I mean, let it out.
You're not doing a retake.
Dude, nope,
no retakes. No, we're taking that one. Okay. Episode 10. Point, wait, what did you say?
10.
Welcome
5.
To 10.5 episode. Good God.
Startup Addict.
Dennis said that he was a little congested today and tired. He's been, I think, the last 3 weeks from celebrating his birthday. We went out last night for his final celebration, apparently.
Yeah.
So it's over. It's done now.
It's finally done.
So this allergies that have suddenly come on, hopefully will be gone soon.
I literally dropkicked keto out the window on the way home from the casino.
Oh, yeah. Are you still on keto or not?
Yeah, I'm back on it. It just sucks to get back on it. But yeah, I went to Taco Bell and ordered $40 worth of Taco Bell, which is a shitload of
Taco
Bell.
It was a lot of Taco Bell.
What is that?
I don't know.
Like 20 burritos.
There was four of us in the car.
Okay.
Right? Four of us in the car?
Yeah, and it was like two garbage bags of Taco Bell.
Four of us in the car. He gets out. It's not a drive-through, so he gets out, and like we didn't even order anything. I think we said like, "Give me something," and then he comes back out. He's got two bags that have the handles, like not the regular bag, like two handle shopping bags of Taco Bell. And we're like, "What the fuck?" So all I know is I think I had like two bean burritos.
Yeah.
I think Jim had like a bean burrito.
I don't know what, and I just started. Just
Brian had a couple
food
things
in my mouth.
And Dennis just had all of it. And he sends a picture the next morning. And the next morning, he shows the inside of this bag.
It's still got,
and he's still got like seven or eight burritos in it. Like, what are you thinking?
Well, they're probably used to that at that Taco Bell in particular. You know, just having somebody walk in super drunk and be like, "I just want
all of it.
All of it.
I want that side of the menu
twice."
But yeah, finally done. Thank God. So
I think that's a good intro though, because eating $40 worth of Taco Bell feels like gambling.
It's quite the gamble.
Interesting segue, but let's go with it.
Well, you're definitely betting on yourself at that point. You're all in.
I'm all in.
So, without, you know, any more pauses, we're just going to get straight into this mini episode.
Let's do it.
I'm not sure why. What's the point of saying, without any more pauses, we're just going to get started? It kind of defeats the purpose of just starting. Julio looks super disappointed now.
That was a rough one.
So, no, but we that night actually did make me think of something, which was, so we're playing blackjack, and there was a guy at the other end of the table who...
We should probably let them know where we were playing blackjack.
So at the Matrix Casino.
The quietest casino you'll ever be in.
Yeah, we asked them a million times. All they have to do is turn the music up and paint the beige walls, but they're just like, "Could you turn the music up?" "Oh yeah, we can turn it up." "Why, you can't hear it?" "No, no one can hear it."
It's literally a library.
Kept going
it's
on.
A library of casinos.
And then they bring a guy over and he'd be like, "Can you turn the music up? These guys are asking for the music up." And he's like, "Yeah." And then nothing would happen. Like, it doesn't make any sense. You could literally change the atmosphere.
We can't turn it up. We have the little button to turn it up.
They have everything they need. They have you know, a bunch of tables, they have a bar, they have all this stuff, but they just, it's like you could hear a pin drop in the place. It doesn't make any sense. But anyways, the
so they're not going to sponsor us, is what you're saying now.
No.
Matrix Casino. And
come on, baby.
So not happening.
But there was a guy at the end of the table. Actually felt a little bit bad. Like it was one of the guys that probably, it sounded like from listening to the conversation, he's there a lot. He probably, I don't think he's betting with extra money. So he was getting pretty upset. And he had somehow, he said he was down about $2,000. And he was betting, he was betting like, the minimum, he was betting like $5 each time or $10 each time. So he either had played a couple of wild hands earlier or he was just on a really bad streak, right? But it got to the point he was so frustrated that he just yelled at us across the table. And one time it was like, we all had the dealer had a low card showing, so we all stayed and he lost, and we all lost. You know, the dealer ended up finding her way to a good hand. And he stood up and yelled, looked at all of us and said, "Jesus, one of you guys take the fucking bus card next time." And we're like, "Wait, so we're supposed to bus so that you don't bus?" That doesn't make any sense. And it wasn't anything where anyone played wrong or stayed on eight. It was like we all had, above whatever it was. And dealer's got like a five showing, and he wanted one of us to bus so that he could win. But what it got me thinking was, he, you know, the fact that he was down $2,000 and thought, and he continued to play, right? Like, so he, something about him was made him think, I'm down $2,000 and I'm going to get this back. I think actually when he was down $2,000, I think he'd lost another $500-$600. But he was clearly having bad luck. And he also, but I realized he wasn't being realistic. Like, you can't win your $2,000 back betting $5-$10 in a hand. I mean, it's possible, right? You could just go on this crazy winning streak. And then the opposite argument should be true. Well, you also can't lose that much playing that way. But, you know, anyone that's played blackjack knows that it might be like they say the odds. Like, I actually looked it up. I think the odds are like, I got it here somewhere. The blackjack odds, the house has like a 1% advantage or something, right? Which doesn't seem very big, but it feels a lot worse. Like, you know, there's a lot of times you sit down and you lose a bunch of hands, and it definitely always feels like there's a much better chance and a much higher probability than that little percent of you losing versus winning. So I looked at it, whether it's like in a job or in business, if you're in business and you've raised a bunch of money, for example, or raised some money and you've spent a lot of it and you don't have much left, well, you can't keep doing the same thing you've been doing and think that you're going to have different results or make it all back, right? You might have different results because you've gotten better, but you're not going to suddenly, most likely, you're going to have to take bigger risks and bigger bets to try to get out of it. And the same case, if you're just starting, you know, you gotta. I think it was Millar. I think Millar said when I was playing, I actually was winning, which is rare. And Millar said, like, "What the fuck, motherfucker? You always get lucky." I don't like what you're talking about. And then Jim's like, "He always gets lucky." And Millar's like, "Yeah, fucking always gets lucky. Fucking playing blackjack." And Millar, I think Millar's traumatized that he didn't play this time from the time before. I think he kept losing. And I was like, "What are you talking about?" So look at how much money you won. And I'm like, and I'd won like a few $100, but I was like, yeah, but that's because I was betting more. You can't, if I just put $5 out each time, I can only win $5. And I, you know, so you have to, when you have a good hand, you have to bet more and you have to hope that on those hands you get lucky. I feel like that's just all blackjack comes down to, right? It's like on the big hand, did you win or lose those big hands or the double down hands or split hands or whatever? And so, but I thought it was the same kind of approach, whether it's to business or careers or whatever. It's like you're going to have to, if you're just doing the same thing and you're not taking a risk because it's like comfortable, you either have to be like, I'm not gambling. That's the whole point, right? I can't really lose. And that's more important to me. Like, I don't want to have to stress and I don't want to have to risk anything. And there's comfort in comfort or stability, right?
Yeah. You pay for that environment.
Yeah. But you can't like, but you can't, or you have to say like, no, I want to risk it. I want to go for broke, but I could lose or this could backfire, right? Like I could quit the stable job and start this company. And I think it's worth it because I see what might happen, but you have to understand that, yeah, that might happen, but you can't have the best of both worlds. You can't say, oh, I want to start this company and I want X, Y, and Z to happen, but I don't want to quit my job because it's too risky. Okay. Well then don't quit, you know, but pick one or the other, right?
Yeah.
You can't like, you could have both if you work on the side, but eventually you're gonna have to make choices.
I wonder where that other dude on the other side of the table, where his intuition kicked in or his gut kicked in and told him.
I think they told him
like, you're not going to win today. You should, because that happens to me when I go play poker. Like some days I'll win, and in other days when I play and I lose like a couple $100, I go, I should probably go. And then the times when I'm happiest with myself is when I actually get my ass out of the seat and actually leave, as opposed to like a couple hours later when you've doubled what you've lost. You're like, damn, if I would have just listened to myself at that particular time and gotten out there, then I'd be less miserable. Yeah.
I mean, he unfortunately, you know, it was sad. He, when he had his outburst where he's just literally standing up telling us we all should play wrong so that he could win, I think they told him, hey, buddy, that's enough for tonight. It's time for you to bounce. And it's true, right? So you have to take something either way. So if you're playing poker and you sit there and you're not, and you decide to get up and leave, then you're like, you're helping yourself because you're not you've eliminated the chance to lose any more money, but you've also eliminated the chance to win any more money, right? And then if you decide to keep playing, you've kept the chance to make money, but you've also kept the chance to lose money. So I think it's the same. I feel like it seems so obvious. Now, when you're what occurred to me was when you're gambling, it's not so obvious, right? There's so many times when you're like as soon as they turn money into those little chips, all logic just disappears.
Doesn't look like pills
anymore. It doesn't seem like money anymore. You're just making.
Doesn't look like groceries or the mortgage or anything like that.
Like if someone said every time I hear hand me a 20, hand me a 20, hand me a 100, whatever, you'd be like, this is a bad idea. But because it just all happened at once, and I get these chips, it feels like. And even if you're losing, and you know that, like, okay, I've lost this, and I'm only bidding this much per hand moving forward. Well, then there's no way to get it back. So, like, what is even the point of continuing to play? You still continue to play because you have this, like, optimism, but the optimism is not realistic, right? And so I figured, like, I always thought, well, that's just in gambling, right? In blackjack, they're pumping that oxygen in and, just making, they're telling you, like, your surroundings are worth it, right? Because a lot of times you're like, oh, it's okay, I'm losing, but like, who cares? Like, look at how much fun I'm having.
Yeah.
And then you go home and you're like, fuck, I just kept losing. So it wasn't even true. You weren't even having that, or whatever. But then I realized, no, it's not true. There's a lot. It's the same for it's the same in business or in a job. Like, there's a lot of people that are hoping something will change, but if they actually sat down and talked about it, they'd be the first to admit that they're not doing anything, or they're in a situation that's not going to change. But they still feel like it might change, or they're in a situation, and this could be one way or the other, right? Like, they could be sitting at Starbucks all day. Instead of getting a job and working on their idea at night, they're sitting at Starbucks all day working on their idea, but not making enough progress each day, right? So they're missing out on the paychecks, and they're basically losing money by doing that. Or they're at a job saying, like, no, I'm working on a startup, but really they're only working on it for like an hour a day, and they're just thinking about it. And so they feel like they're getting closer to something, but they're not, right? So.
Yeah. So I guess it's low risk, will not do a high reward. It has to be high risk, high reward.
Yeah, there's always got to be a trade-off between reward and...
what'd you call it? A reward?
Reward.
Reward, yeah. On 10.5 episode. No, I think it's just more, you got to figure out, like, sometimes you just got to stop and think, what are you doing? The same way you've had too many drinks and you play blackjack, and it's like, hold on, what am I doing? Can I still make good decisions? Do I know how much I've lost? Do I know how much I've left? Is there any scenario that what I'm doing makes sense? It's the same in business. Sometimes you just get caught up in the idea or these other numbers or working instability. So you're afraid of leaving a job because, like, who knows what's going to happen? But I think if you actually sit there and just pretend it's that and look at the risk reward and, like, what's really happening? What do I hope to happen? Is there any chance it can happen in my current scenario? And sometimes it's kind of an eye opener. Like, I've worked on things. I mean, it's the same basic thing where it's like we've had things where I think we talk about this on the episode of Dethrone, where we're like, we're gonna pay a fighter X to wear our shirts, and we think we'll sell this many shirts, and that many shirts does not cover what we have to pay the fighter, but like, it has a little bit of that blackjack in it, right? Where it's like, yeah, we'll get to see our shirt on TV, and maybe this will happen, and maybe that'll happen.
The emotional part of it.
Yeah, like, logic's gone out the window.
Yeah.
So, I think for me at least, I was like, all right, I'm going to try to start thinking, is this a blackjack moment, or am I actually like, is there some way where this could all end up, better than sitting in a fucking Uber while Dennis runs out of Taco Bell with two carry-all bags full of stuff. And
we're going to have to put this in two bags, okay, sir?
Yeah.
He's like, yes.
So
I guess moral of the story is that guy that yelled at you, go back home, get your mortgage, put the house on it.
The moral of the story is go play more blackjack because you'll have...
bet heavier.
You'll have brilliant visions, which can lead to a 14-minute ramble.
Yeah.
Leave emotions at the door.
Leave them at the door. Sorry.
Anyways, the next episode is much better than this.
What are you talking about? This is a great one. I liked it.
But I think the point of these shorter episodes is just some kind of like thought that hasn't been fully thought through, just to kind of throw it out there and see if we can get the wheels spinning a little bit. But anyways, follow us on Instagram if you can, at the Startup Addict, on iTunes. We've been doing great in the rankings. Appreciate everyone listening. If you can, please subscribe or tell a friend.
Phone a friend.
On Twitter, we're on startup_addict. And on YouTube, we are still, you got to just type in the Startup Addict.
We're climbing.
Hopefully follow us. Julio can only create so many aliases and subscribe on YouTube. He's run out of aliases.
Google has caught on.
Sorry for yelling at you guys at the table.
Anyway, signing off on a 10.5 episode. Anything else you want to say backwards, Dennis?
Welcome to the Startup Addict.